Ghost Gum Valley, written by Joanna Nichols and read by Dino Marnica. What name is recorded on the charge sheet, Constable?
A blank, sir. Wouldn't tell me nothing. But he fought like a tomcat to hang onto this here carpet bag.
Marmaduke discovered the contents were a grey lady's garment and three books. A quick examination revealed one was a scrapbook of Edmund Kean's career. The inside covers of the Bible and the complete works of Shakespeare contained bookplates in the name of Walter de Roland.
That's her father's name. The person in the cells must be connected to her. I'll pay the fine to prevent this poor creature facing court, and I'm happy to cover the costs of your inconvenience.
Marmaduke had no doubt the sum of money he placed on the constable's desk was large enough to open the cell door for him. He was immediately conducted to a windowless room in the basement. When the door was closed behind him, Marmaduke stood with folded arms, but his decision to employ firm confrontation wavered at the sight of the pathetic figure huddled on a pile of dirty laundry.
"Stand up and let's see you, eh, lad?"
The boy slowly rose to his feet. He was dressed in a loose woolen jerkin over a pair of skin-tight breeches, torn stockings and buckled shoes. A floppy tartan hunting cap covered his hair and ears. The pinched white face was dirty and the full lips swollen and stained with dried blood. But it was the eyes that startled Marmaduke. One was so badly swollen it looked like a rotten egg resting on a purple bruise. The other hooded eye was of a startling blue-green colour and filled with such fear that Marmaduke immediately softened his tone.
"Well, lad, I'll give you my word. I'll pay you fine and get you out of here and properly fed, on condition you explain who you are and why you are here." "Who's asking? Are you a policeman?"
The deep, gravelly voice snapped back at him. Marmaduke gave a snort halfway between amusement and irritation.
"The hide of you. No, I'm no trap. As it happens, I'm Marmaduke Gamble." "Then God help you."
The deep voice cracked. "What's wrong with you? Can't you recognise a lady when you see one?" The tartan cap was whipped off to reveal a head piled up with jagged spiky hair that resembled the dirty spokes of a wheel. She smelt as bad as a wet, mangy dog. Marmaduke looked her over and said in a tone of faint distaste,
"So it is you. Jesus Christ."
"Wrong again. The name is Isabel de Roland."